College Radio is subversive. Oh, yeah, says who? Decided to have myself a town hall meeting so I can yell at myself and interrupt myself rudely. Oh, that would be wrong. That would be wrong. Oh, hello, everybody. This, once again, is another Bad Acid Flashback. Brought to you by, I don't know if it's brought to you by anybody or not. Do we have a sponsor here? Well, kind of. We webcast to you from the New England Institute of Art in Boston, Massachusetts. And this is called All Independent Radio, is what we call this particular channel on the web. We're part of IBS, the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Service, streamed by Backbone Networks. And we're also available on iTunes and your iPhone. And sometimes if you just meditate real hard, it'll leak through somehow. I'm Larry Miller, your host for Bad Acid Flashback, doing today on the web what I used to do back in the late 60s on the FM side of the radio dial, which is what we try to recreate for you here each week at this time, more or less, at about 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern Daylight Time. All right. I guess I'll explain that. Oh, at least once a month, one of our favorite tricks, something that does take you back to the way we used to try to do radio back in the day, is to come up with some sort of a theme for the show. And once again, it's time to dig into astrology. That's right, astrology. All the people born under the sign of Leo, which is between about the 21st of last month and the 21st of this month, more or less. That includes people like Mick Jagger, Jerry Garcia. Well, you'll hear. Just fashion your mind belts, kids, because here we go. All the world over sound, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Shouting from the mountain, Lord. is myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg. When I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. Where the blitzkrieg raged and the finest thing. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Opening set for today's Bad Acid Flashback here on All Independent Radio, and we're saluting those born under the fire sign of Leo during the hot summer months. All right? How are we doing so far? So far, we heard from, first of all, the Rascals, Dino Danelli of the Rascals, born on July 23rd, 1945. We heard People Got to Be Free. Then we heard the Yardbirds with Jim McCarty on the drums, and he was born on July 25th, 1943. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. Somebody told me once he was like a triple Leo. It's his sun sign, his rising sign, his moon, a bunch of planets. Just a very, very uber Leo kind of guy. Mick Jagger, actually one of his more notable vocal performances in the infamous Simpatico Puro Diablo. Whoa! Mike Bloomfield, ace guitar player, the late great Mike Bloomfield. Jagger, July 26, 1943, if you wanted to go back and light a candle or something. July 28, 1944, Mike Bloomfield, who first came to fame as a member of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, who also had played on some of the early sessions with the early electric rock and roll sessions with Bob Dylan, including that set at the Newport Folk Festival. When he left the Butterfield Band, he was mainly the guiding force behind a band called the Electric Flag and American Music Band. And you got together Buddy Miles on drums, Nick Gravanitis on vocals, who you just heard singing that famous song about wine, Harvey Brooks on the bass, another veteran of the Dylan and many folk rock sessions and so forth, had their world premiere at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. Yours truly in the audience, absolutely blown away by the astonishing energy of this band, especially Mike Bloomfield. He was so cranked up, I think his feet barely touched the stage when he started playing. You heard him doing a killer guitar solo in the middle of talking about wine, 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 fine in the summertime. More Leos standing by. I don't think there's anybody named Leo, but they're born under the sign of Leo. That's more of that to come here on the Bad Asset Flashback.
Do you dream of creating and managing great websites for hottest businesses?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at the New England Institute of Art, students can enroll in a Bachelor of Science degree program called Web Design. Students can study a wide range of areas in computer labs, from designing virtual worlds to marketing on the Internet. For more information, call 617-739-1700 or log on to the web at artinstitutes.edu and select the New England Institute of Art campus.
Pat Metheny. Pat Metheny. Heard on Jazz Madness on All Independent Radio. NEIALive.com.
Kitchen and fix me something good to eat and make my head a little high, make the whole day complete, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. We'll pass it to me baby, we'll pass it to me slow, we'll
take time out to smile a little before you let it go. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Shut up and close the door, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Something good to eat and make ourselves a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, every night and day, if I can help it, we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
and know the notion just crossed my mind. Your soul's engine makes it on time, leaving the station about a quarter to nine. It's Trevor Junction at 17 to at a quarter to ten. You know it's driving again, driving that train. I'm cocaine, Gage Tony Bear. Watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind, and know that notion just crossed my mind.
Bad Acid Flashback. Today we're saluting those musicians, singers, songwriters, guitar players, drummers, the whole bunch of guys who are born under the sign of Leo. All right, and that time around we heard from, first of all, Pink Floyd. Rick Wright, the keyboard player, was born on July 28, 1945. We heard from their first album, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, a song that Rick Wright wrote and actually sang upon. Kind of rare that he would do a vocal, but there it is. Matilda Mother from Rick Wright and Pink Floyd. Jonathan Edwards, his one big hit, a dope song, apparently, which we used to love to play that on the radio because we realized the FCC couldn't bust us for playing the dope song. They could find other things to bust people for, but that wasn't one of them. So Jonathan Edwards and Shanty. I'm sure he did a lot of other great songs. I have no idea what they were. Bad Company was preceded by a group called Free. Simon Kirk was the drummer in both bands. And from Free, the first album called Tons of Sobs, we heard a song called Walk in My Shadow. Walk in My Shadow. Simon Kirk, the drummer with the band called Free, and what's his name on the lead vocals, and so forth. Let's see. He was born on July 28, 1949. August 1st, 1943, the one and only, the legend, Jerry Garcia. Jerry Garcia, primarily known for his work with the Grateful Dead. He also did a couple albums called Old and In the Way with some of his pals. Played pedal steel guitar on a lot of people's records, but mainly known as the lead guitarist, founder, and guru of the good old Grateful Dead. We heard Casey Jones from Working Man's Dead, Jerry Garcia. And he rounded out the set with the Organistics of Garth Hudson, born August the 2nd, 1937. He was the old guy in the band. He was the guy that could read music and play keyboard instruments. And that was Chest Fever, which features a whole lot of Garth on the organ. I'm waiting for our Beach Boys track to catch up with. There we go. By the way, that's a bunch of stacks of tracks is what it's called. Beach Boys and just instrumental versions of some of their hits. I thought that would put us in a mood for some surfing later. Anyway, Garth Hudson was the keyboard player with the band, and Chest Fever, in live shows, he used to turn that into a workout, that intro part, and run for quite a while with that before they actually got into the song itself. If you've never been able to make head or tail out of the lyrics, well, that's not to be a big surprise, because the lyrics weren't really intended to make any sense. The words that they use on the song were words that they had just made up while they were practicing the instrumental parts. And when they got all done, they said, well, these words don't make any sense, but we really like them. Let's use them anyway. Chest Fever from the band. Is that it? Oh, no. We got a bunch more Leos to go for you here, so fasten your mind belts.
Today, you can save an animal's life and make a difference in your community by volunteering and or making a donation to the MSPCA Angel. The MSPCA, supported entirely by donations from people like you, has created lasting change for animals and people. Help them to continue this tradition by acting now. For more information, contact mspca.org. Remember, you can make a difference. This has been a community service reminder from All Independent Radio.
And you're listening to with Donald Duck on the All Independent Radio. Thank you.
in the shuffling madness. I'm the locomotive breath. Runs the all-time loser. Headlong to his death. Oh, it feels the piston scraping. Steam breaking on his brow. Sees his children jumping off stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, it's crawling down the corridor on his hands and knees. Oh, Charlie stole the handle and the train in one. Slow down. The silence howling, catches angels as they fall. And the all-time winner has got him by the balls. Oh, he picks up Gideon's Bible, open at page one. I thank God he stole the handle and the train and watchtop. Oh, you know it should slow down. No way to 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 slow down.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without. Come on. Nobody
But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty
Radio show here today, ladies and gentlemen. We're exploring music featuring performers born under the sign of Leo. About once a month we manage to do that little trick, something we used to do back in the 60s, and we can do again right now, by golly. Some more Leos for you. That time around we heard, of course, Ian Anderson, born on August the 10th, 1947. The lead vocalist, the genius, the flute player, the dude behind Jethro Tull, or up in front of Jethro Tull. Try standing on one leg, playing the flute and singing it. Oh, man, what a guy. Ian Anderson and his cover of a jazz classic, Serenade to a Cuckoo, originally done by Roland Rossan, Roland Kirk, on the flute. We're the second song from Jethro Tull. Jeffrey Hammond, also known as Jeffrey Hammond Hammond, a bass player who joined the band a little later and was there just in time for the amazing Aqualung album around 1970 or so. Anyway, from Aqualung, we played the hauntingly beautiful Locomotive Breath. Then moving right along, Mike Hug, who was the drummer with the Manfred Mann Group for quite a while, may still be for all we know. He was born on August the 11th, 1942, and from Manfred Mann, one of their bigger hits, a cover of Bob Dylan's song called The Mighty Quinn. You want to hear the Weird Miller theory about The Mighty Quinn? There was a movie that came out in the middle 60s. It was called Savage Innocence, and it was about a Mountie, Northwest Royal Canadian Mounted Police person, who was played by Peter O'Toole, goes way up into where the Eskimos live. And one of the Eskimos that he met there was played by the actor Anthony Quinn. So the Miller theory is that Dylan and his pals were up late one night messing with their heads, watching weird movies, and they watched this movie, and it inspired a song called Quinn the Eskimo. Now that finally makes sense after all this time, doesn't it? Of course, I could be wrong. It's all entirely speculation. Eric Carmen was the lead singer and organizer of a band called the Raspberries. He was born August 11th. In 1949, and we heard their one big hit there was called Go All the Way. Coming right up to the 11 o'clock hour right now here, Eastern Daylight Time. This is All Independent Radio, webcasting from New England Institute of Art in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Larry Miller, and this is Bad Acid Flashback. Some more Leos to go, so stay tuned, damn it.
Try the Down Home Blues every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Listen to the Blue Cat Blues Show, where you will find that real music began and never left. Carrie, the true queen of legendary culture, plays everything from the Mississippi Delta to the urban Chicago blues and much, much more. Be sure to tune in on All Independent Radio every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't forget me now.
from the underdog, and you got to be twice as good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you never write, they get uptight when you got to write, or you might start thinking too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels when you know you're real, but every other time, you get a raw deal.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Say, I'm there. Moving up too fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, that the set didn't last, you forget. And it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels for people to stop, turn around and stare, signify limited, and no right, no rate me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind.
I'm the
where the sounds were screaming, and the mind that was ashen and still. Cocaine, cocaine, I'm a coming down, I'm a coming down. I said hello to that grief bird. Hello, grief bird, what's happening? Ashes, pits of ashes. Hello, grief bird, ashes, pits of ashes. Ashes, ashes and screams, ashes, ashes and shrieks, ashes, ashes and grieving, ashes and moaning, eyes with a vision of torture, fright with a feeling for death. Coming down, I'm a coming down, I'm a coming down.
world. Now you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, babe. I think you shook me, baby. You shook me.
Acid Radio Show today, ladies and gentlemen, we're featuring Leos, people born under the sign of Leo, something we do about once a month around here. Well, that figures, of course, 12 signs, 12 months. Yeah, all right, you got that. Okay, here we go. That time around, we heard from the group Iron Butterfly. It turns out that their guitar player, the original guitar player, was a guy named Eric Brun, or Eric Brown. He spelled it both ways. He played the guitar and he sang his own song called Termination. It's from the Inagata DeVita album. Which, by the way, that means in the Garden of Eden. There, I cleared up that mystery for you. I'm surprised you couldn't figure that out for yourselves. Next, let's see. Eric was born on August the 11th, 1950. Okay, one of the younger performers today. We heard Larry Graham, who was the original bass player with Sly and the Family Stone. And as a bass player, he's credited with popping and slapping and adding a lot of technique to how the bass was played. You listen to some of the old Sly and his Family Stone cuts, you hear that bass just rumbling away like a train underneath all that. That's Larry Graham. Remember the name. In the 70s, he had his own band called the Graham Central Station. Isn't that clever? That's cool. Anyway, Larry Graham with Sly and the Family Stone for one of their early albums and a song that he probably wrote and played the and did the lead vocal on called Underdog. If he didn't do that, he was at least heavily involved in it. Ed Sanders, a poet, a writer, he wrote the best, probably the best book about the Manson business called The Family. A heck of a guy. He also was a member of the East Village countercultural rock band called The Fugs. And that was Ed Sanders singing his song called Coming Down. I awakened in a pit of ashes. What a poetic, well, you get it. Okay, Ed Sanders, August 17th, 1939. Ginger Baker, percussionist with Cream Blind Faith, his own band called the Air Force and so forth. Did you know his first name was actually Peter? Peter Ginger Baker, born 1939, August 19th. And that was a version of Toad, a studio version from the original British version of the first album, Fresh Cream. Then we had Robert Plant. Okay, Robert Plant with Led Zeppelin. He was born on August 20th, 1948. And their version of the blues classic called You Shook Me. I was looking around for something that might show his vocalizing at its best, and that's certainly one of them. We also heard him playing the harmonica. In those days, if you were a British rock band and lead singer, you were more or less expected, like Jagger and some of the others, to play blues harp or blues harmonica. Did you know that? Well, now you know that too. Informative and entertaining, this is the Bad Acid Flashback Show from All Independent Radio.
The Advertising Bachelor's Degree Program at the New England Institute of Art provides a solid art and design foundation combined with hands-on courses in the business and marketing side of advertising. Students begin with a foundation in color and design, photographic imaging, graphics and layout, with studies in marketing and address business issues and industry concerns facing advertising agencies. For more information, go to www.artinstitutes.edu/Boston.
You are are listening to NEIALive.com, radio's cornucopia, sports talk, hip-hop, rock, indie, reggae, R&B, soul, country. You want it? We've got it.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you I need is my brother. I sound.
another go-round of the Looney Tunes and Mary Mellon. I don't think I can say that. It's probably copyrighted. Interesting music for you, I hope, here on the Bad Acid Flashback radio program. I'm Larry Miller, and every week we mess around like this and recapture some of what was done on the FM radio back in the late 60s. For example, there's a segue I discovered probably, I don't know, by accident. One of those songs sound alike. Let's play them. So we played the Beatles, John Lennon, I Dig a Pony from the Let It Be album. These days we prefer to play that album from the naked version without all the overdubs and stuff that were put on the other version. So I Dig a Pony, that Joe Cocker in his version of the Beatles song, A Little Help from My Friends, and yes, they do fit together well. Same key, similar musical stuff in there, and I think the last time I did that segue was back in 1969 or something, or whenever we did. Anyway, there it is for you, a classic super segue from the mind of Miller for you here on Bad Acid Flashback. Rod Stewart, Jeff Beck, somebody playing the bagpipes, and the Jeff Beck group, the first original lineup of the band, and their song, their version of a popular tune called The Morning Dew. And sometimes the morning don't.
Okay, we admit that smoking weed won't turn you into human driftwood, but getting high will definitely tap you in a lot of different ways. Take that brain of yours. When marijuana hits it, brain function is compromised, messing with everything from motor skills to motivation, resulting in difficulty thinking, listening, and speaking. But hey, why should I care? It's your brain.
The Beatles. The Beatles are heard on All Independent Radio, NEIALive.com.
Says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They say sing while you sleep, and I just get bored. Thank you.
listen to whenever she's close by. Makes me wonder why. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes. Must be the way she walks, a style made up to capture all she needs. No time spent on loose talk. If your luck runs right, she might see you tonight. Everything in sight. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes. Can't hide from that look in her eyes. You'll find your lock in her spell. All the sights and sounds your senses will be found. And only time will tell how much the love can be. Wait so patiently, wait and see. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eyes.
With the hauntingly beautiful strains of the Dune in Mysoralan, played by Ravi Shankar on the sitar. You can hum along with this if you like. I know I am, somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind. I'm doing this once in concert back in 64, but that's another story. We rounded out the Bad Acid Flashback today with some good acid flashbacks with psychedelic folk rock sounds here on our show. We heard Bob Dylan with Maggie's Farm. That's from Bringing It All Back Home, which he certainly did. Mamas and Papas did Trip, Stumble, and Fall. Jimi Hendrix from his first album, and a song I don't think that made it onto the American version of the first album. It's called Remember. Nifty little Jimi Hendrix tune. The Byrds, Have You Seen Her Face? Have you seen any of the rest of her? Well, you probably have. All right. All you have to do is stay conscious. It would have worked. All right. Quicksilver Messenger Service with Dino's song. A song written sort of inspired by Dino Vellante, but I don't think he actually wrote that. Anyway, it's Dino's song by Quicksilver Messenger Service from their first album. And from the first album by the good old Grateful Dead, Cold Rain and Snow. I'm Larry Miller. Hope you enjoyed our program today. We're actually taking a break for the rest of the summer here. I think this week people are finishing up their shows, both students and staff and faculty and stuff like that. And we'll be back in September with more live shows. But next week, if the creeks are willing and the good Lord don't rise well, we're going to do a Woodstock retrospective if that new box set arrives in time. Otherwise, we'll just say, well, Woodstock, who cares? Goodbye.
You're listening to The Eclectic Taste on All Independent Radio every Wednesday 8 to 10 p.m. here on NEIALive.com.